News, I'm Liz Pelka. The acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is testifying on Capitol Hill in front of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. McGuire had originally blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint, now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions.
Many of the allegations of the complaint are based on a conversation between the president and another foreign leader. Such calls are typically subject to executive privilege. As a result, we consulted with the White House Counsel's Office, and we were advised that much of the information in the complaint was, in fact, subject to executive privilege, a privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
A July phone call transcript released Wednesday shows Trump asked for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Ahead of his testimony, the House committee released a text of the complaint where the whistleblower states they received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from the foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Opposition Democrat Adam Schiff questioned McGuire about the credibility of the complaint.
Indeed, you did judge whether this complaint should be provided to Congress. Can we at least agree that the Inspector General made a sound conclusion that this whistleblower complaint was credible?
That is correct. That is in the cover letter that's been provided to the committee. I believe that's also made public, the decision and the recommendation by the Inspector General that, in fact, the allegation was credible.
Trump has denied pressuring Zelensky to investigate a potential presidential opponent. This is VOA News. France is mourning former President Jacques Chirac, who died Thursday at the